A very special Out and About with Gene Salater today, as Gene yesterday spent most of the day at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association ski jumps. Now, of course, the jumps are on today. Once again, their practice starts at 11, and then they hit noon off, and then at 1 o'clock, the championships jump begin at Satry Hill in Salisbury, Connecticut. Just follow the signs once you get to Salisbury. And here's Gene's report from yesterday from Satry Hill.
You are out and about with Gene Salater for radio here at the 93rd Salisbury Winter Sports Ski Jump Fest weekend.
Woo!
I'm here with local artist Karen Lesage and our new friend Brad from Canton. So come a little closer, y'all, so that we
I'm
can.
Here. I'm here.
This is our microphone, and we are standing in the sun under blue skies, checking some of the action out. Karen, say hey to our loyal listeners on Sunday morning.
Hi, everyone.
And Brad,
the sky is too blue.
Yeah, it is.
Can't be inside
beautiful
on a day like today.
No.
Okay, so look around a little bit. What do we think about? Well, what do we got here today?
Oh, more than that.
What
more
than
that?
What
do you think?
I can't see because there's so many people.
At least 8. That's my guess.
You're going with 8? All right.
6 to 8.
6 to 800. What's your guesstimate?
Yeah, it's a full house. It's hard to tell. They're kind of huddled around the fires right now, but they're just about to start.
Whoa, I just heard my name on the speaker. That was kind of fun. Uh-oh, what'd I do?
I don't know. What you usually do? You're married to the ski jumps.
But enough about me.
Okay.
So, Brad, you're here from Canton. You're in for the day? Are you here for the weekend? What's up?
Well, I'm at least here for the day. Most of the time I come Saturdays. Sometimes I'm here Sundays. Really depends on the weather and the company that I keep. I love coming here. Come here every year. Been here last 4 or 5 years. First time I came, I had such a great time, and no matter how cold it is, it's worth the time, the effort to get out here, and it's a worthy cause for supporting the ski area.
Excellent. Yeah, a lot of youth programs benefit from this. What I'm going to call a giant party, let's be
yes,
clear.
Yes.
So your party attire, let's talk about that a little bit, Brad. From the toes to the head, you're looking really sharp. You've got a red and black theme going on, but let's cover the lid. What do you got on your head? Because this is radio and people can't see you.
I know, they can't, but it's kind of like a cat in a hat kind of weird kind of thing going on that looks like it's got a wire in it and a little burly ball on the end, and
it looks like it hurts. Brad, does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt. Go ahead, touch it. Go ahead, touch it. Ow! Oh no!
Karen, you're spacing out at the blue sky. Talk to us about Karen Lesage, because she's so fabulously talented. I'm honored to stand next to you ever.
Yay. You know, I come out every year. I live right up the street, but this is just too special to
it
not
really
show
is
up for. You know, who would know that tucked right in our neighborhood is an Olympic-sized ski jump? But it's really nice to see that more people are finding out our well-kept secret.
It really is. You know, we're not a secret anymore. They used to
look
call
at that.
Us.
Look at that coat over there. Top to bottom, gold. Who has a gold coat?
I don't know, but I'm going to interview her next, Brad, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
The fashions of the ski jump weekend. Fashion is really coming into fashion.
It is.
Karen, what do you have going on in Karen Lesage world?
I've been in the studio an awful lot.
Good.
I heard that there's an art exhibit associated with this event next year.
Awesome.
Which kind of put it on my radar for sure.
There's one right now all about Roy Sherwood, our local guy. Mm-hmm. And he passed this year, sadly. But he was an Olympic ski jumper right here from Salisbury in 1970, I don't know. You have to go to the Salisbury Association, the Academy building, and check out the exhibit.
Beautiful.
And that's all about Roy and ski jumping in Salisbury. And right now my hand is, and I am here with Lagunitas and Harney Tea and volunteers from everywhere. And here we go. Name, where you're from, and who you represent. Ready, go.
My name is Ezra. I'm based out of Boston, but I cover the Northeast for Lagunitas. So basically Maryland up. This is our 8th year here, but this is my 2nd year. So we've been giving beer out for a while, Slim and Sud. So.
All right, we're going to get back to that in a moment. And Alex?
I'm Alex Harney. I'm from Salisbury, Connecticut, and I'm representing Harney and Sons Fine Teas.
wonderful here at the ski jumps, and we also have a volunteer.
I'm Dana LeMay, and I am happy to spend the day volunteering for SWASA.
Excellent. How was everybody's day?
Great.
Pretty cold, gorgeous.
Great. Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, really good.
Really beautiful. In the sun.
Sunny, gorgeous.
Just comfortable enough. It was great.
Everybody's got sunglasses on. We've got hats on. Yep. Some people have gloves. A lot of people opted out of it. Whatever. Ezra, let's talk about Lagunitas' relationship with Salisbury Winter Sports Association. 8 years or
Eight
so?
8 years. So it kind of started with U.S. Ski and Snowboard way back. That's like a 10-year relationship, and now we've just sort of grown into this, and we've been here for years just hanging out, giving out beers. Like, we're not local, but we are local for here. Like, we come up for this.
I can vouch for, I remember when, now the name is going to escape me, but the alpine skiers from California and Colorado, Galande, the Galande jumpers,
okay,
they came when we built this tower, so that's about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. 8 or 10 years ago, right? And then they brought Lagunitas with them. They had Lagunitas as a sponsor, and that was the first we all heard of Lagunitas. Back in the day.
That was way back in the day, before my time, but like, we're still here. We love to bring sleds and just hang out. So
excellent. So Lagunitas Brewing is based where?
Petaluma, California is the mothership, and then we have a second facility in Chicago.
So you've grown considerably. That brewery has really taken off.
Well, basically, shipping beer from California was not a great move, so found a spot. Tony's originally from Chicago, and so he started shopping around. We're right there with Chicago CineSpace, so Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. The building couldn't be used for filming because it's too close to the train tracks, but brewery's just fine, so we've been there for a couple years now.
No worries about noise in a brew.
No, we're good.
Alex of Alex Harney Tea, what's going on?
Not much. This is our first year at SWASA, the ski jumps, and our family has had a long history with SWASA. I just wanted to do something to help SWASA out, so here we are. We're selling tea for SWASA.
Excellent. Yeah. That's so cool. Did you have a good line?
Yeah,
going?
No, we sold over 100 cups of tea, so.
Excellent. And will you be here tomorrow?
We'll be here tomorrow serving tea with more water.
When this airs, it'll be tomorrow morning. So for those of you listening, now it's Sunday morning. But Lagunitas will be here.
We'll be here.
Out.
The cappuccino style won't last.
Oh, that's good to know.
One more keg.
Wow. How many kegs do you bring to this event? And usually it's a 3-day event, but it got truncated to 2 days.
It varies year to year. We sort of guesstimate, but between 14 and 20 something kegs.
Holy cow.
We do good work here.
Wow.
The Lord's work, one beer at a time.
The Lord's work, and tomorrow is Sunday, which is today, that this is airing. Right. And Alex, you'll be back here tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be back here. We'll be serving tea, keeping everyone warm.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we hope for another fantastic day of competition, safely done and supported by the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad and everybody in the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. I am here with David and Porter and Hollister and Ed. And Ed is local, David is local, and we've got a couple of ski jump virgins.
Yeah.
All right, so let's roll with names and towns where you're from. Ready, go.
Hollister Hovey, Brooklyn.
Porter Hovey, also from Brooklyn.
David Carey of Kent.
All right, you guys. How you feeling? Are you excited to be here? What's your favorite part so far?
Oh my God, the beer, the mold, the hot cider, and the ski jumpers. It's terrifying.
Well,
we're very scared for them.
This is one of the highlights of the winter coming up here because it's something to look forward to. It's only one weekend. It's so much fun, and everybody's so nice and friendly.
Awesome. Your input, Porter. You're Hollister. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I think it's absolutely terrifying, and that the little kids did it too. That was so cute. I love seeing the little kiddos. This is absolutely horrifying, and I can't believe anyone ever starts it, let alone does it finishes. So it's crazy.
It's nice to be this close to this caliber of athlete.
Yeah, it really is.
Ed, come on, step up. We're going to talk about fashion, Ed.
My favorite thing is the sense of community around it. And the jumping is fun, and the jumping is important, and the jumping is what we're here for. But all of the people and the social and coming together in the dead of winter is what is most attractive to ski jumps for me.
Excellent, excellent. So Ed is talking to us from underneath a beautiful gold turban. And next to him is Porter in a beautiful gold parka that is full length, and I've never seen anything like it before or since. I'm very impressed. And how do we get this fashion show runway thing off the ground for 2020?
Oh, no question. Next year there will be some sort of very casual, very low-grade costume outfit competition award. No doubt. If I have to put $10 on the line for a prize myself, there will be a competition.
Okay, you heard it here first. Out and About with Gene Salader, we are breaking news that Stillman Travel is sponsoring a fashion show, 2020 Ski Jumps, here in Salisbury, Connecticut.
I mean, who would win? Who would win?
Well, now the game will be elevated next year.
Do we judge? Do we people's choice? What will we do?
We will judge one way or another.
All right, let's all raise a glass to Salisbury Winter Sports Association and the 93rd annual Ski Jumps in Salisbury, Connecticut. Dean Salader, Robin Hood Radio, WHDD.
Once again, that was Robin Hood Radio's Gene Salader reporting out and about from the Salisbury Winter Sports Association ski jumps. That was yesterday. Of course, those jumps go on today again, beginning at 11 o'clock with practice. They take a break at noon, and then 1 o'clock, the championship jumping begins at Satry Hill in Salisbury. Once you get to Salisbury by Scoville Library, you'll see all the signs. Follow them, and you get plenty of parking and plenty of room to park, and you'll have a great day today. Jumpfest.org for more information.